One of the most senior Taliban commanders is in custody. Pakistan's security forces raided a home in the southwestern city of Quetta earlier this week. They say they seized the man described as a former Taliban defense minister. This is described as the first arrest of a senior Taliban figure since the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. We're going to go now to New York Times correspondent Carlotta Gall, who is in Peshawar, Pakistan today. And Carlotta, could this really be the first time in all these years that they've arrested a senior Taliban figure?
Yes, and that's why it's significant, because Pakistan has often been criticized for not moving against the Taliban. They haven't seen them as a threat. It's known that there's a lot of sympathy for the Taliban, especially in the border areas. And so the authorities who have gone against senior al-Qaeda figures have always been reluctant or have said they cannot move against the Taliban. And he is the former defense minister. He's a member of the top leadership council, so clearly an important figure to be arresting.
Anything noteworthy about the timing here, given that we're told that the arrest took place on Monday, which is when Vice President Dick Cheney happened to be in Pakistan?
Yes, it's hard to know if there was a specific timing. What has been clear to us, though, here is that the pressure has been building on Pakistan for some months, because the Taliban insurgency in the south of Afghanistan was so strong last year. There's fears that there will be another onslaught with a spring offensive in coming months. So I think the pressure has been building from the U.S. and from NATO countries to try and help not only stopping infiltration across from Pakistan, but actually to go after the leaders who are largely believed to be enjoying a safe sanctuary in Pakistan, and particularly in Quetta, this town in the south where Mullah Ubaydullah was picked up.
Are there lots of Taliban figures said to be on that city near the border?
Well, Pakistani authorities deny it. The Minister of Information said to me, if there are any, there are very few. But Afghan officials have been saying for years that the main leaders are there, and they have their families there, which helps them fight across the border because they always have a safe sanctuary to retreat to.
I suppose this raises the question, if there are said to be many Taliban figures there and they finally arrested one, if that counts as a sign of new commitment.
Yes. I mean, I think what long-term watchers have always noticed is that when the pressure ramps up from the U.S. and allies, Pakistan does move and makes a big effort and then gets someone. And then things tend to slide and go quiet again, and the pressure eases. What we must mention, though, that in December, the Pakistani intelligence did cooperate in also tracking another very senior Taliban leader, Akhtar Mohammed Osmani, who was seen as a key financial operator, and he was also in the leadership council. And he was tracked with the help of Pakistan. When he entered Afghanistan, he was then killed in an airstrike by U.S. forces. So this is the second, in other words, in a couple of months. And that is new because, as you say, we haven't seen that since the war started and American forces moved against the Taliban regime in Afghanistan.
New York Times correspondent Carlotta Gall is in Peshawar, Pakistan. Carlotta, good to talk with you again.
Thank you.